Hello, this is Pamela Badila, your neighbor from Data Data International Folkloric Theater, and you're listening to your radio station, WGXC, Accra, New York, hands-on community radio for Columbia and Greene County. Enjoy.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Time and Space Limited, TSL, in Hudson, New York. Expanding minds since 1973. TSL is an art house for documentary, independent, and classic movies, a gallery for art exhibitions, a space for performance, a store for used books, and much more. More information at timeandspace.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Marilyn Zola Coral of San Francisco, California. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hi, this is Michael Wilde inviting you to Mostly Singles, and if you like what you're hearing, you'll love this show. Rarefied music, premieres, and guests. It's different.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
I'm gonna sing this one to Miss Franklin. And I hope she don't mind. I don't think she would, but I think I'm gonna come out of my shoe. When you're down in trouble, you need some love and care. Ain't nothing. I said, going right. Oh, all you got to do is just close your eyes and meditate on him, and soon he'll be there.
Take my Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? You got a friend in Jesus Christ, beloved. Oh, yes, you do. What more could he do? He came from his home in glory to become our salvation story. We got a friend in him, and he is a friend indeed. And I'm a friend too, beloved. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. And let me tell you, these are times where test my own very mind, but I'm going to keep my righteous right mind, and I'm going to keep it on the Lord. That's where my help and my hope comes from, and that's where my optimism is. Amen. Listen, we come to give you the music with the heart and mind and soul in mind, music with the message that feeds you in all those right places. We have six songs coming up, back-to-back music. Yes, beloved, with the heart and mind and soul in mind. Nobody knows the trouble I've been through. Mahalia Jackson, Go Down Moses, Cynthia Liggins Thomas with Marian Anderson back in 1937. Mary Don't You Weep, Yolanda Adams with Bishop Paul Morton. Break Every Chain, Tasha Cobbs Leonard. Sound of the Free, Indiana Bible College, and Every Time I Feel the Spirit, Dr. Charles G. Hayes. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Nobody knows the trouble I've been through. Go down, Moses. Mary, don't you weep. Break every chain. Sound of the free. And Every Time I Feel the Spirit. That's right, beloved, right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskills, New York. Elsewhere, oh my God, everywhere, WGXC.org, online. Here we go with the music, with the message for you and me today.
No. Nobody knows, Lord, the trouble I see. Lord, nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble I see, but glory
people go.
Ooh, tell,
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 tell.
Just so happy. Now to the close.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. You declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain. Come on, say it to me.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
been redeemed tonight by the blood. Why don't you put your hands together and sing?
Amazing Grace. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're listening to WGXC Acra, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Hudson, Catskill, New York, from Ulster County to Albany County, everywhere in between. Yes, beloved, and WGXC.org online. This is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here, right now with me, on WGXC. We are a listener-supported radio for open ears and open minds. And this is music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We're listening to the Indiana Bible College. And after that, we're coming back with Every Time I Feel the Spirit. And I'll be back then with my spiritual social commentary, because I feel the Spirit.
Testify that you've been redeemed today, that you are no longer held back by chains, that bondage has fallen off of you, that the burdens of life have been released. Come on, sing glory, hallelujah. Say,
Spirit is moving. It's moving. Yes, Lord, it's moving, beloved. Can you feel the Spirit moving? It's like the wind, you know. You don't know where it's coming, and you don't know where it's going. Amen. But it's moving. Yes, beloved. So, it's moving me to share some things. This is our Black History Month moment, and this is my last Sunday for Black History Month. And so I do want to, you know, talk on that a little bit in my spiritual social commentary for today. Although Black history, like American history, is 365 and 366 in a leap year. All right, so we won't stop here. But I want to share because, oh my God. So as many of you know, the current president of the United States, February 1st, he declared that the federal government would no longer recognize Black History Month, Martin Luther King's birthday, and then they went on to say other identity days and months that, you know, was going to be cut out. But the announcement was made on February 1st, Black History Month. I think that's important for us to think on, or at least to recognize. But then, a couple of days ago, after businesses, federal government departments and agencies removed Black History Month from their calendars, removed any, you know, decorations or historical information that they had generally been providing and sharing during this time of the year, all of that was removed. People were canceling their programs and events and activities. The White House decided to have a Black History event. And some people might have watched it and said, oh, wow, look, he's dialing it back, or, you know, see, he, you know, whatever was in his thoughts and minds, I can't say. But I can say that at that event, there was the sign, a picture or effigy of one Black man who has called for a call of action for all justice-loving people to start a fast during the season of Lent, a 40-day fast during the season of Lent. If you want to know more about that, you can go to targetfast.com, I think, and you'll find out more about that. But he did not, this Black man, this pastor, this third generation, to my knowledge, pastor, someone I've known since he was a teenager, someone who has now in his maybe 50s, has devoted all of his life, like his father and his grandfather before him, his mother also, his sister also, devoted their life to the message of Jesus Christ, devoted their lives to lifting up our communities, poor people, regardless of hue or shade or nationality or sexual orientation, or, you know, where they've been and what they're, where they, what they've done. He's given his life to that. And at this quote-unquote Black History Month event, where some Black folks were there lifting up these signs with his face on it. Now, for those of us who do know Black history, there are things that have been done historically to put targets on people's back. And it was so interesting and disturbing, I guess, because the signs were on wooden sticks, and, you know, those who know you can't just bring things that can be used as a weapon into the White House or into the East Room, right? So there had to be approval, even at the highest levels, for these effigies to be brought in, and of the picture of Pastor Jamal Bryant. Now, we've been praying for Jamal Bryant since he made this call to action when Target reneged on a promise to invest in our community that had nothing to do with DEI. It was a promise that was made in response to the murder of George Floyd and their investment in the Black business community. That promise was broken when the current president, you know, put the thumbs down on anything that was DEI. So, you know, that's the backtrack in the context. And I wanted to just go on public record and note that, you know, in the Black community, it's time out for putting targets on the backs of Black people who want to see Black people do well, who want to improve the lot of black people in America, who want us to understand that we have some power, that we have, we spend trillions of dollars in commerce in the country, and we have very little to show for it. So, snaps and claps to Pastor Jamal Bryant. We're praying for him and his family. Don't have to understand or agree with everything that he or his family does. You might not like the clothes he wears. You might not like, you know, what he's you may not, the things you don't, may not know or like about me. Come on here, somebody. And I, you know, it boggles my mind, and this is really kind of going away from what I was going to talk about today, but it does boggle my mind that we can live in homes with people who we don't like some of the things they do, we disagree with some of the positions or decisions they've made, but they're family. You know, they're family, and we don't just kick them to the curb. We go get up and go to work every day, those of us who have had the work experience or in experience now. And sometimes you go to work for years. You may not like your boss. You may not respect the decisions that they make, but they're your boss. You show up. You do your job, right? You don't make effigies. You don't denigrate, demonize, vilify. And time out on that. My pastor, the pastor at the Greater Allen Amey Cathedrals in Jamaica, who succeeded my spiritual parents, the Reverend Dr. Floyd H. Flake, former congressman, and Reverend Dr. Elaine Flake, Stephen Green, who is himself a second or third generation pastor, he shared something last week that I wanted to share with you today. So he talked about Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And for those of you who don't know Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he was a German theologian who came to New York. He was standing up and fighting against Hitler and Nazism. He had to leave the country. He came to New York and studied at Union Seminary, which is where I also attended. Pastor Flake attended, Reverend Elaine Flake attended, a lot of us attended Union, one of the best seminaries in the country, in the world. So Bonhoeffer came there. He worked at Abyssinian Baptist Church in Harlem. And he said it was at this black church that he saw Jesus was the savior of the sinner. He saw that you could be intellectual and emotional, that you could sing and study. You could clap your hands and contemplate. You could think and you could thank. You did not have to divorce your experience from your education. You can be challenged critically and celebrate collectively. You don't have to leave your brain at home to bring your heart to Jesus. We pray and we protect. We dialogue and we dance. And Pastor Green went on to say, we shout and we send letters to Congress. Beloved, in this Black History moment, I just want to say that, you know, the Black church has always been at the forefront of civil rights, at the forefront of human rights for black people, for all people. In 1787, a 20-year-old Richard Allen protested being denied the freedom to pray at the altar in the St. George Methodist Church. And in righteous indignation, he established the oldest black denomination in America, the African Methodist Episcopal Church. In 1822, Denmark Vesey, a preacher, organized a slave revolt. Frederick Douglass inspired President Abraham Lincoln to write the Emancipation Proclamation. Jerina Lee, the first woman preacher in the AME Church and the first black woman to publish an autobiography, was also a member of the AME Church. Henry McNeil Turner, the first black chaplain in the Army during the Civil War, also a preacher and a member of the AME Church. The AME Church was the church of Hiram Revels of Mississippi, who in 1870 was the first black man in the U.S. Senate. It was the church of Rosa Parks, who was a member at St. Paul AME Church and is called the mother of the second iteration of the civil rights movement. It is the church where freedom fighters launched their successful march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, stepping off from Brown Chapel AME Church. And it is the church of the Reverend Congressman Dr. Floyd H. Flake, who built an empire in Southeast Queens, taking abandoned and run-down buildings and not allowing gentrification to come in, but using black community and black dollars to build an empire in Southeast Queens of housing, businesses, schools, and medical centers. The church where the gospel of Jesus is preached, understanding that the gospel is not just about getting souls to heaven, as I heard one preacher say, but it's about overcoming the hell that is right here on earth. While followers of Jesus are angry about DEI and people who love and how they and make love and who they love, or whether or not women can be trusted to make good decisions about their bodies, we're losing our nation to people who don't respect the rule of law, the separation of powers. The gospel, the good news, teaches that Jesus' house is to be a house of prayer for all people, hallelujah, not a place of ICE coming in and disrupting worship. It is the place where black people, brown people, white people, natural born, naturalized, immigrant, refugee, come to worship God. Doesn't your Bible say, I was a stranger and you took me in? Doesn't God talk about how we treat the foreigner? The church is the place of healing and helping, deliverance and transformation, praise and power. We stand with you, Pastor Jamal Bryant, in power, praise, and solidarity. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. That's my spiritual social commentary for today. And I want to dedicate this next song to all of you who are in the struggle for liberty and justice for all. We may be surrounded, but we're surrounded by God. We're surrounded by His army and His angels.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you're feeling overwhelmed and under pressure.
This is how I fight my battles. Woo! When you're in the midst of a storm and you can't see your way out.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you get that unfavorable diagnosis.
This is how you fight.
Somebody's saying it seems like trouble is all around me. Lashay, tell them it may look like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
That's how God works.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded,
yes,
but I'm surrounded by you.
I know what it looks like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how you fight. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard.
This is how I fight my battles. And this is how we fight our battles. Hallelujah. Our weapons are not bullets and guns. Amen. But they are angels robed, not just in white, but in armor and ready to fight. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a war going on, beloved. Ain't no doubt about it. God did not leave us unaware, uninformed, and unprepared. He said, I have given you weapons that are not carnal, but mighty in God to pull down strongholds and cast down vain imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. He said that you're not wrestling with flesh and blood. You're wrestling with principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of darkness, but we know how to fight that battle. Listen, beloved, amen. God has given us power, all right? Vibrant faith, amen. Trust in God. This is Pastor Kim, and listen, I'm praying for you. people out here feeling helpless and hopeless and, you know, just confused and whatnot. But God's got a word for you. God is here for us. He's for us. He's not against us. Amen. Know that and rest in that and be blessed. I want to wish a happy birthday to all you February babies as we're wrapping up the month. Congratulations to you. You made it this far. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. I want to say happy anniversary to all you February lovers. Amen. Happy anniversary to you. Listen, if you want more information about Overcoming Ministries and how to commit, connect, submit a prayer request, check out our new website at www.omichurch.com. www.omichurch.com. This afternoon, with God Belong in Our County, some other pastors and congregations from around the area, we're going to be at the State Street AME Zion Church at 1:30 p.m. for a Black History Month event. And if you're in the area, we welcome you to come. It was, registration, pre-registration. There might be a couple of seats left, but, you know, if you show up, say hello, all right? I'll be at the St. Peter's Presbyterian Church in Chatham this morning to give the word from the Lord. I look forward to worshiping with you, St. Peter's, and also to the word of God. Praying for you, beloved, if you're feeling sick and if you're shut in, we're praying for you. Know that some folks is praying for you. God's got his people praying for you. That you be lifted up where you belong. You feel lost and lonely or confused, depressed or stressed. You're grieving. You're bereaved. We're praying for you. We're praying for you. My prayer for you today and right now is that no matter how dark the clouds may be, how gray the day, you will remember there is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip, but hang on in there in Jesus' name, because the sun is always there and the sun is still shining, the light of the world. And we give him praise all of our days. Let the church say amen. Every praise is to our God. And that's how we're going to leave the program today, giving praise to God. God bless you till we meet or speak again. Take it up and praise. It's to our God.